6'2", junior guard, Burton. Number 50, Damian Clark, 6'5", senior forward, Clark. Number 22, Ryan Jones, 5'5", junior guard, Jones. And number 10, Charles Clark, 5'11", junior guard, Clark. Gooch, Burton, Clark, Jones, and Clark. The starting lineup for the Seagull Stars, clad in the black uniforms tonight. Little silver trim. In the home whites are the Blackman Blaze. Orange numbers, orange and blue stripes down the side of the shorts. We're about ready to get underway. Again, Lady Raiders a winner, 85-63, to improve to 21-7 on the year. If you'd like to hear the Lady Raider postgame and the first half of the Raider men at Troy, tune in now to 89.5 WMOT. We'll have the second half of the Blue Raider game at Troy after our region championship coverage, and we will also be bringing you the game in its entirety, rebroadcast tonight after the second half of that men's contest at Troy. Coleman jumping center against Damian Clark, controlled by the Blaze, who are moving right to left as we see it. A busy Sports Thursday here in Murfreesboro. Alec McMiller right side to Dowdy. Looks like they're looking at a 1-2-2 zone.
They've done this about the last two or three games against Blackman.
Pass out to McMiller. Now back to Dowdy. Tries to penetrate right side. Flips it over to Cousin. Deep in the right corner. Trapped over there. Gets out of it. Tries to float one up. Almost hit the goal. Almost went in. He was trying to pass it to Thompson. Turnover. Blackman.
Siegel, is, you mentioned the zone. They have done this against Blackman, I guess, the last three meetings, I think, to try to keep the penetration down a little bit and let them rely on outside shooting.
Aiden Burton, right wing, feeds off inside to Gooch. Gooch tries to throw it inside. It's stolen away. Turnover. And the Blaze come the other way. Thompson has it tipped away. Coleman runs it down to the left side. McMiller now back to Dowdy, to McMiller, to Dowdy. This is not a recording. Bounce pass right wing in the far corner. Thompson lets it fly. No good. Trying to tip it in is McMiller. That is no good, and here come the Stars, and we've got a Seagull timeout. It is going to be a 30-second timeout for the Seagull Stars. Scoreless, both teams with a turnover apiece, and John has a word from Bob Parks Auction Company.
That's right. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with Bob Parks Auction. That's 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. And tonight's game brought to you in part tonight by Gills Ace Hardware. The helpful place brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the games. You can sign up at WGNSradio.com. Stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457.
Konzo Martin, the head coach of the Tennessee Vols, in the house tonight to watch this region championship game. Charles Clark in the corner to Burton. Burton lobs it underneath to Gooch, and it's thrown away by the Stars. MTSU Lady Raider Courtney Jones, 9 3-pointers in the game today. John, Christy Brown's record remains, but now there's a name beside of Christy Brown's 3-point record.
That is correct.
Bounce pass stolen away by Charles Clark. Turnover Blackman. Clark drives left side. Layup is good. So the turnover fest has now been broken with the score by Siegel, and it took almost 2 minutes.
I think one of these things you need to watch is the start that Siegel has tonight. They really need to get out to a good start and get a lead if they're going to make this game a little bit tighter than it has in the past.
McMiller drives in the lane, dumps it back out top of the foul line to Coleman. Now in the corner, Dowdy's three-pointer is a little short. Rebound, Thompson. Kareem's off the side of the rim. He pulls down the long rebound. Dowdy almost loses it. Now drives in the lane. Dishes back out. Thompson goes baseline on the far side. Boston out of bounds. And it's the third turnover for the Blackman Blaze.
A little bit of an inauspicious start here for the Blaze. Three turnovers. Very uncharacteristic for them this early in the game.
Ryan Jones walking it across the timeline now to the left wing, and they're going to call an offensive foul in the paint. The foul is going to be on Damian Clark. First foul on the Stars. And that wiped off a basket as well. Rogan into the game. Andrew Rogan, junior, coming in. Seeing a lot of playing time earlier and earlier. Coleman dumps it down low, finds Thompson, kind of hesitates in the air and goes up.
Great assist, great look by Coleman.
Burton in the corner, lobs it inside, stolen away by Coleman. Coleman to Thompson. Thompson down the floor quickly. Lob into the corner to McMiller, 4-3, bottom. First bank three, Alec McMiller. And the Blackman Blaze up now by three. Five unanswered for Blackman High with 4:44 to go in the first. Ryan Jones to the far wing. Top of the key, Clark. To tie it up, yes, sir. First bank three, top of the key. It's Clark with five. McMiller works between the circles, going right side on Charles Clark, and they get the five-second call. Turnover against the Blackman Blaze. That is the fourth turnover. I've seen halves that they don't have four turnovers.
I think one game they only had five for the entire game.
Bounce pass, Gooch. Foul line jumper, it's in there. Rattled through, Dominique Gooch, 7-5 stars. Thompson goes to the far side, gets a pick from Coleman, stops at the left wing, back to Coleman. He penetrates, top of the key, glides in there, a little four-footer, it's good. Nice little bunny hop left and right. Coleman got it to fall.
Nice penetration by Coleman. That's twice he's done that. Turnover.
And here comes McMiller, the other end. They've got the numbers. McMiller goes up with the right hand. No good, but there's a foul on Charles Clark. And going to send McMiller to the charity stripe. Fans, heating and air, free throws coming up for Alec McMiller. Juwan Jennings and Josh Mayer next to check in here for the Blackman Blaze. Tied at seven. McMiller going to try to break this tie, and he does. 4 points for McMiller. Mayer is in for Cousin. Jennings going to be checking in for McMiller, it would appear. 8-7. Will it be 9-7? It will. Bounced a couple of times but fell through. 9-7 your score. Lady Raider postgame is live right now on WMOT. That's 89.5 FM. And we'll have the first half of the Raider men's game on 89.5. You can tune in after our region coverage here to catch the second half of the Raiders whipping up on Troy tonight down in Alabama. 3:27 to go, 9-7 your score. Siegel going to try to take the lead here. Three by Gooch is no good. Rebound, Thompson and the Blaze in the corner. Jennings, 4-3 from downtown, a little long. Rebound ripped out of there by Damian Clark. Clark to Gooch. Ryan Jones traveled with it. He was in midair when he came down and had to take an extra step to catch his balance. Stars have turned it over four times. 9-7. Blackman leads with Thompson walking it across the Patriot symbol in the middle of the floor here at Randy King Gymnasium. I want to say thanks to Athletic Director Thomas McDaniel and everyone here at Oakland and put on a great region tournament. Thompson, the three ball, right side, in there. That's an in-your-face first bank three, Darius Thompson. 12-7, stars trailing. Burton got it in the corner, and Rogan was all over him. Burton with the first bank three. 12-10, back to a two-point lead for the Blaze. Thompson, left wing, uses a pick. Can't get out of the double team, and now throws it away. Damian Clark picked it off, up to Charles Clark, down the far sideline. They're moving left to right. Nice move to the rack on the left side of the floor for the lay-in.
They need a big game out of Charles Clark tonight. Siegel does, and he's off to a hot start.
Jennings to Rogan. Now Rogan in the far corner. This three, no good. Off the side of the rim. Rebound Jones. Jones out the pass to Charles Clark for three. This one long. Josh Mayer with the rebound. May have rushed that shot a little bit. Mayer in trouble now. Going to hand it off to Thompson. Thompson down the near sideline. Takes it to center court. Going to drive right side and be pushed by Dominique Clark. Not Dominique Clark, Dominique Gooch, I believe.
Our state tournament official's here tonight, our friend. Notice that?
Yeah, he's from down in the Cleveland area.
Well, he's a really good official, too. Doesn't get rattled.
That's Aiden Burton with the foul. John A. Simpson checks in for the Seagull Stars. Their first substitute inbounds. K.J. Dowdy, three ball is no good. Rebound, Dominique Gooch tries the bounce pass, thrown away by the Stars. Juwan Jennings in the lane, swish from about six. Sophomore Juwan Jennings with the two-point basket, 14-12. For the lead, Burton's three, no good. Simpson with a rebound, huge rebound. They're going to say foul on the floor on Josh Mayer. And Simpson was indeed fouled.
Kind of got over his back a little bit. I thought they were going to call a jump ball there a minute, but that was the right call.
Bounce pass in. And Charles Clark, the recipient of a great pass on the inbounds, and gets the basket. Charles Clark with nine first quarter points to tie us up here at 14 apiece. By the way, Bradley Central upset Ottawa tonight. Bradley Central is the Region 3 AAA champion. Juwan Jennings for three, rattles in and out. Thought that one was going for sure. Charles Clark down the far sideline, pulls up. Jumper is no good. Rebound, clearing it out of there is Dowdy, high for it. Out the pass to Thompson. Thompson, no look underneath. Cousin going baseline, and he is hacked and fouled. Burton, I believe.
Pretty quick pace in this one, and I'm not sure that Barry Wortman's not wanting a couple of more passes from when it comes to Blackman. I think what they're trying to do is get the ball down the floor, Brian, before they set up that zone defense and get a little quicker and a little better shot.
Fans Heating and Air free throws coming up here for Quindell Cousin. The first is good. Fans Heating and Air providing unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966. Tay Martin came in. Someone else came in as well.
McMillan.
Trace Rice.
Yeah, McMillan came back for Blackman, Brian.
McMillan in for the Blaze. Second toss is good for Cousin. 2 points from the foul line for him. A lead for Blackman back at two. Ryan Jones crossing the timeline now. Fourth meeting between these two squads. Blackman undefeated on the year. Only four losses for the Seagull Stars. Three to Blackman and one non-conference game to Independence. Ryan Jones backs it way out with 23 seconds. May go one-on-one here. Trice, make that Gooch in the lane, dumps it out to Martin. Martin to Trice. And we have got 3 seconds in the lane. That is one thing that official does a lot of.
He certainly does, yeah. And you know, in a way, I'm kind of glad to see that on part of it. Whether it's Siegel or Blackman, it didn't really matter, but he does call that a lot, but that's almost a forgotten call.
60-56, Bradley Central a winner over Ottawa on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. So Bradley Central will host the loser of this game. Three by Thompson, no good with two, with one. Rebound by Jones, and that is the end of the first half of play. With our first quarter of play, your first quarter score, 16-14. Blackman leads here on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball from WGNS.
We've all had to wait, whether it's on the phone or at an appointment. As a business, why not turn that into a more enjoyable experience? Intersource is your trusted source for patients or clients' entertainment. Give us a call today at 815-1800 and let one of our entertainment consultants help your company create an unbelievable experience for both you and your customers by providing DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, or RingCentral. That's Intersource at 815-1800. And remember, if you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Second quarter of action. Seagull basketball, and they've thrown it away. Martin tries to go inside, and Coleman steps in front of it. 16-14, Blaze with the lead and the basketball now, the first 15 seconds of this second quarter. Thompson passes way out front. to McMiller. Now to Cousin, back to McMiller. McMiller on the right wing. Uses a pick. Now finds Thompson, left wing. Thompson uses a pick now, goes to the foul line. Lost the basketball. That was out of bounds, and they didn't see it. Damian Clark touched it. It was on the stripe. Siegel coming the other way. Martin fakes outside, goes inside, and is fouled.
Brian, in that first quarter, Siegel shot 6 of 9 for 67%. Blackman, 5 of 13, 38%. Siegel, 2 of 3 for on three shots on first bank threes. And Blackman, 2 of 7 shooting threes here in that first quarter.
At the fans heating and air free throw line is Martin. After being fouled by K.J. Dowdy, his first foul. First toss is good by Tay. He'll have another. Second one is good as well. And Tay Martin going to go have a seat after contributing two free throws at the fans heating and air free throw line to tie us up at 16 apiece. 7:17 left here in the first half of play. McMiller looking at some pressure here by the Stars. Pass up to Dowdy. Dowdy, floater in the lane, off the front of the rim. Rebound ripped out of there by Clark, but he turned the ball over as he fell after the rebound.
Well, that was unfortunate. Siegel's doing a good job on the defensive boards, giving Blackman only one shot up to this point.
Lob inside, trying to get it to Cousin, going up for the dunk and missed it. Crawled over the rim. Rebound, Siegel. Clark to try to give the Stars the lead to John A. Simpson. Shovel pass in the lane to Damian Clark, thrown away. Thompson picks it off. Now up the floor, Dowdy. Dowdy to McMiller, no look over to Cousin. Make that Dowdy after passing off to Cousin, running the lane right side to get the basket. Blackman by two. Juwan Jennings coming back in at the next dead ball. Damian Clark to Gooch in the far corner. Ryan Jones going to bring it back out front. Jones calls the play. Bounces it in the lane. Driving is Gooch. Missed. Rebound tipped by Damian Clark. Controlled by the Blaze. Down the floor, K.J. Dowdy in the right wing. Driving, Thompson fires it up there. He's fouled beforehand. And the foul is on number 20, and that is Dominique Gooch. So Clark's going to go to the fans heating and air free throw line. Nope, it's out of bounds. Inbounds toss, stolen away. Another Blackman turnover. Ryan Jones bounce past Martin, running the lane right side. Got it! And there is a foul. That was a pretty sweet play.
Well, seven turnovers for Blackman. Again, that's really unusual this many in the first half for them.
Rogan back into the game. Tay Martin going to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot it and in and out. Missed it. Rebound, Quindell Cousin. Cousin over to Thompson. Thompson going to walk it down the floor. Just under 6 minutes to play now in a tie ball game, 18-18. Juwan Jennings out front. I think there's a problem on the near side of the floor. Charles Clark held Rogan. They're going to call a foul on Andrew Rogan. I'm sorry, on Charles Clark. Sixth team foul, so the next time it'll put Blackman at the line for 1-1 where they're deadly at the free throw line.
Clark having to go out due to the two fouls, Brian, probably for most of this quarter. We'll see how Ben Dotson plays that.
Thompson has it to Rogan straight away. Now near side, Jennings pulls over here straight away to Rogan, right wing. Rogan drives, gets it in there, dumps it down low. Shot crawls through for Quindell Cousin. Hung on the rim forever. Driving is Jones. Jones gets the basket. Count it. And there is a foul.
Well, Siegel really shooting a very good percentage right now from the field and getting some easy looks. They're penetrating, going right at Blackman right in the meat there in the lane.
Brian Jones at the charity stripe for the plus one. Fans heating and air free throw is no good. 20-20 our score, 5:18 to go here in the first half. Rogan here on the near side. Rogan hands it off to Juwan Jennings. Jennings looks over. Coach Workman now drives the lane, dumps it low. Fadeaway jumper no good by Cousin. Cousin thought he was fouled. They didn't call it. Ryan Jones burns it underneath up to Damian Clark. Clark is fouled. Boy, they're making some great passes, aren't the Stars?
Well, they're really moving it out, and as soon as the rebound is gone, they're going down the floor.
Foul is on Darius Thompson, his first.
That's all he could do. I mean, he's going to put in 2 points if he doesn't foul him.
First one is good for Damian Clark, his first basket of the night at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction. 893-7930. Second one is good as well. 2 points for Damian Clark. 22-20 Siegel now. 4:50 to go in the half. Juwan Jennings brings it straight away to Rogan left side. Rogan has his pocket picked. Turnover. How can that not be a walk by Ryan Jones? He makes the pass out to Gooch. Gooch drives left side, missed the shot. Rebound. Thompson, and now Thompson fouled by Damian Clark, and that is going to be the second foul on Damian Clark. Burton with two fouls as well.
Everything going real well for Siegel except the foul situation. May that if you're a Siegel fan, you hope that doesn't come back to haunt him later.
John A. Simpson going to have to come in and play some big minutes in place of Damian Clark. Thompson at the line shooting 1-1. McMiller coming in, Rogan going out. Trice comes in, Tay Martin goes out. Shot it, got it. Give Darius another one from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Saturday, Blackman is at Bradley Central, White County at Riverdale in sectional play, girl style. Second toss is missed. We'll have the Bradley Central Blackman game from Bradley County coming up Saturday, 6 o'clock airtime. Traveling is Ryan Jones. Or they called a foul on somebody. Foul is on 3-3, which is John A. Simpson. That was in the low post then.
That's why sent an illegal pick, and I think Ryan Jones did think he was calling a walk, a violation on him, but That was not the case.
DJ McGee is in the game here for the Stars now. The ninth Siegel Star to see the floor in this region championship game. They lead by one. Darius Thompson, 4:07 to go in the first half. To McMiller, left wing. McMiller, couple of dribbles to the foul line, right side, passes off into the far corner to Juwan Jennings, glides in the lane. Four-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out, and Jones going to have a layup if he's not fouled. They don't foul him, and he misses it. Rebound, Mayer, and they reach in and foul him. Opportunity missed for the Stars, and the Blaze maybe get away with one. Foul is on the Siegel Stars, Ryan Jones.
Ryan Jones was streaking down this floor so fast, I think when he got to the goal, he almost outran it. And then he kind of had to change, adjust his shot a little bit, forced him to miss it.
Edwin Roberts into the game for Siegel. They can go 11 deep, and they've gone 10 deep already. Josh Mayer at the foul line. The senior shot it and got it. First points for Mayer. Seventh Blackman Blaze to score in tonight's game. Darius Thompson with six leading the way. Ties us up here at 22-22. All right, apparently there's been a warning given to some players. I want them to move back to their original position.
Well, they're going back and forth. And one would go over there, then Simpson would follow him. And they're playing a little cat and mouse game, and the official thought they were delaying the game too much.
Having no more of it. Well, he delayed the game more, but that's okay. Bet it won't happen again. Mayer's second Fans Heating and Air free throw is good.
7 of 8 from the free throw line for Blackman.
Blackman reclaims the lead by one. Ryan Jones in the left wing spot. Jones backs it way out there. Asks for a pick from Mayer. Mayer gets around that pick, passes to McGee, now back to Jones. In the corner to McGee, ball tipped out of bounds. It will remain Siegel basketball with 3:26 to play in the first half. Blackman by one. Region championship on the line here. Roberts to trigger in the inbounds play from the far baseline. It is inbounded, shot up, no good by DJ McGee. Thompson in the corner to McMiller. Fakes, now glides the lane to Thompson. Lost the ball, restolen by Coleman, then restolen by Simpson. McGee turns, spins, no look pass, maybe should have looked. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Blackman.
Well, that was good recovery, and Darius Thompson stuck his hand out just to make McGee make a move. He did do a fairly nice pass, but Jennings was down there to kind of knock it out of bounds. Good play there by Blackman.
If you'd like to hear the Raider game at Troy, whistle, foul. You can listen now to 89.5 WMOT. We'll get to that game as soon as possible tonight. Foul is on Justin Coleman, his first foul. And the sixth team foul for Blackman. Mayer and McMiller go out. Cousin and Jennings come back in. Inbounds to Simpson. Simpson to Jones. Now Jones to Gooch, and he traveled with it. Ball got stuck. The dribble went high, and it got stuck on his shoulder there for a moment. That's 10 turnovers for the Stars. Juwan Jennings going to bring the ball down the floor. Gets the play here from Coach Werbman. Crossing the timeline now. Jennings coming here to the near side. Roughed up there by Jones a little bit. Passes off. Now Thompson drives the lane. Offensive foul is the call. Got in the air.
Thompson knew he was trying to avoid it, but that was a really good play by Siegel. I think that was Gooch underneath there.
It was Gooch or Jones, and I don't think it was Jones. They look very similar.
Yeah, I believe it was Gooch.
Jones to Gooch for three. It is going to be no good. Rebound. Trice had it, then lost it out of bounds. When he came down, ball was forced out of his hands. 23-22, Blackman. Thompson to Juwan Jennings. Jennings back to Thompson. Walks it down the floor, picks up a trot now, crossing the timeline. 2:17 and counting here in the first half. Thompson goes to the right side of the floor, penetrates to the foul line from the right elbow, back out to Rogan. Now they find Thompson again. They're all over him. Thompson dishes out left wing. Juwan Jennings, three ball, no good. Run down by McGee. McGee stutter steps to let the defense go by. Now to Ryan Jones. Jones still not crossing the timeline, but does now. Minute 47 to go in the first half. 1 point advantage, Blackman. McGee, right side, back to Jones. Pulls it out between the circles and gets the play. Coach Dotson yelling it out there to Ryan. Simpson pulls up for the long distance. Two, it is no good. And an over-the-back foul called on Siegel. We'll check it. 2-5. So that is McGee. Fifth team foul. I'm sorry. 10th team foul. And that puts Blackman at the charity stripe for two. Double bonus now.
Is it me or we've been at 23-22 for a while?
It's been a long time. Darius Thompson goes to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Is it Thompson or somebody else? It's Rogan. They're going to make Rogan come back in to shoot the free throws. Ben Dotson not happy about bringing Rogan back in off the bench. Rogan's first is no good. He gets another one. It's not one and one. Double bonus. Calm down, everyone.
Well, I'll say this. The defense has been really tremendous tonight, both teams. And the battle under the boards is, I mean, it's a sight to see, really.
Another free throw for Rogan, and this one is good. His first basket of the night, and the lead is now two for Blackman. Now Siegel is going to get in Burton and Clark. Simpson and Trice come out. Now there's a whistle over to Coach Wertman and Coach Wertman and Coach Dotson going to come over and have a chat with the official at the request of the official, asking about the substitutions and late subbing and all this kind of stuff. I think this official has about had it. And he keeps pointing over at the Blackman sideline, but I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if he's unhappy with something over there or what.
Well, he's taking control of the game, that's for sure.
Lob in the corner, left side to Charles Clark. Bounce pass out to Ryan Jones. A minute 16 and counting here in the first half. Clark deep left wing to Burton. Has it blocked by Coleman. Tipped back out. Clark runs down the loose ball underneath to Gooch. Gooch has nowhere to go. Has to bring it back outside, and Siegel will set it up again. Ryan Jones calls the play. Bounces it in the corner to Gooch. Tipped away by Coleman. That's two. A three block, and now a deflection to knock it out of bounds by Coleman this trip.
That's one of the greatest things that Coleman gives you down there inside defense. He's not a prolific scorer, but he can score some, but he's more valuable defensively.
Clark to Jones, 48 seconds. Clock melting away here in the first half. Two-point lead for Blackman. Day Martin back to Ryan Jones. Ryan to Charles Clark, right side. Tay Martin fakes left, stops, and now gives it up to Clark with 33 seconds. I think Siegel is going to be content here to try to get the last shot. Gooch to Jones, right wing. Jones brings it back way outside. Quindell Cousin guarding, 20 seconds to go now. Two-point lead for Blackman. Siegel ball, last 14 seconds of the half. Ryan Jones to Charles Clark with 11, with 10. Clark pulls up for the three. It's going to be short. Rebound, Dowdy. Dowdy to Thompson with 5, with 4. Thompson down the floor. Dumps it down low. Coleman, he gives it up. No good. And it's not Coleman. It was Cousin. And that's your first half of play. With your score, Blackman 24, Siegel 22. As you listen to State Farm 4AAA tournament basketball coverage from WGNS, and we will get you as soon as this game is over to the Raiders at Troy right after our region coverage. If you'd like to tune in to listen to that now, 89.5 FM WMOT is where you can hear it. We'll be right back and jump into our Ideas Tees halftime show in just a couple of moments.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
Self-storage has never been so convenient, thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
We've got spring fever at Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin. Let our expert landscape designers make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. It's the perfect time to plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we can fertilize, aerate, and overseed for a greener lawn this summer. From design to installation and maintenance, residential or commercial, Martin's Landscaping can handle it all for you.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5 every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I like to go to the group exercise classes. I have toned since I've been going to the gym.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club. Online at gymolympus.com.
The time is now.
Personal property is going to be auctioned off on Saturday, March the 2nd at 10 a.m. This auction is going to include lots of farm equipment and much more. Some of the equipment includes a 2002 F-350 Power Stroke four-wheel drive Ford truck, a John Deere tractor, and also a Bush Hog. This auction at 725 Railroad Avenue in War Trace, March the 2nd.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm prep basketball coverage continues as we talk to Andy DeGraw with Intersource. And as basketball season winds down, Andy, we do have wind up for cash. Did you like that winds down, wind up thing?
Brian, you're pretty good.
I'm trying. Tell us about winding up for cash, what this means.
Well, the wind up for cash is going to sort of end our sports season and all the promotions we've been doing. It's going to be a throw a strike, win $20,000. It's pretty simple.
Did you say $20,000?
$20,000 this time. I did. 2-0, $20,000. That's 10 for the winner, 10 for the school.
Wow, that's going to be pretty special. And that's going to, I guess, come up toward the postseason here in the basketball, or rather the baseball and softball season, which is right around the corner. And a lot of excitement around that, I would say.
A whole lot of excitement. I've already had some people come up to me and say, hey, I'm loosening up the arm. I'm going to be the one this time. I'm going to get it done. And like I told you before, I actually threw a few and hit it. So I'm pretty excited that somebody might be able to do it, because I figure if I can do it, there's a chance for anybody.
Well, with your aging arm, I guess there's hope for anybody.
Exactly.
So we can sign up on intersource.co or at wgnsradio.com. And you're also going to be tooling around to the baseball and softball games with us as well.
We will be. We'll be probably attending most of the games that you all broadcast and a few others. And what we hope to do is continue to get some fan support and student support and do some things during the season as well. We'll have some different things. We might do one of those silly bat races where you run around in a circle and then try and run the bases or something, and do a few fun things and get some of the fans involved like we did for basketball season.
Just don't eat a chili dog before that.
Right. Exactly.
could be bad. So signing up, that's all you really have to do to get in the running here. And if your name is drawn, you could be the one that wins $10,000, 10 apiece, right?
10 apiece, 10 for the school, 10 for the person that throws the strike. So, hit the mitt, as they say.
And we'll have all of the sign-up details at WGNSradio.com and intersource.co, and brought a lot of excitement in the football season and the basketball season, and look forward to doing this during spring sports as well, Andy.
Well, we've really enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to this final episode this year, but also to continuing to do it next year. I know we've gotten a lot of support from the schools as well. They're happy with it and enjoying it, so I think we'll continue it.
Wind up for cash, signing up at WGNSradio.com and Intersource.co. Andy DeGraw, Intersource, thank you so much.
Brian, as always, thank you.
That's Andy from Intersource joining us, your trusted source for entertainment. As you listen to State Farm 4AAA basketball tournament coverage from WGNS.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to BaldinaBurro.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS brought to you in part by Idiz Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm. The scoring and our stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies and Game Days Team Sports. We have Alec McMiller of Blackman with 5 points, Quindell Cousin with 4, K.J. Dowdy for 2, Darius Thompson had 6, Juwan Jennings with 2, Josh Mayer with 2, Justin Coleman with 2, and Andrew Rogan with 1. For Siegel, Dominique Gooch has 2, Aiden Burton with 3, Damian Clark with 2, Ryan Jones with 2, Charles Clark with 9, Tay Martin has 4. The team stats look like this. Blackman has out-rebounded Siegel 11-10. Siegel shot 47% from the field, 8 of 17. 6 of 21 for Blackman for 29%. Siegel has 2 first bank threes, Blackman with 1. And Siegel shot 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And Blackman 8 of 10 from the free throw line for 80%. And Blackman has 8 turnovers. Siegel has 10. And one more, we've shooting 67% from the line is Siegel. On that, they led 16-14. That was Blackman, and they still lead here by 2 at the end of the half, 24-22. Brian?
All right, John. On Monday, Bradley Central will host our region runner-up, whoever loses this game here. Bradley Central, a winner tonight. They're 19-12 on the year, upsetting Ootowah in the region championship game as Ootowah falls to 19-10. Ootowah will actually host or travel, okay, to our region winner. So let me say that again. Whoever wins this game will host Ootowah. Whoever loses this game will travel to Bradley Central on Monday night in the boys sectional. Girls sectional is this Saturday, and Blackman is at Bradley Central. White County is at Riverdale. We will broadcast the Blackman at Bradley Central game with a time of 6 o'clock local time for the air. 24-22, all of those stats. And starting lineups here in the second half from Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Game Days Team Sports. No changes in the lineup for either team. McMiller, Cousin, Dowdy, Thompson, and Coleman for Blackman. Gooch, Burton, Clark, Clark, and Jones for the Stars. Blackman basketball moving left to right now to start the quarter. Coleman trying to go baseline and moved his pivot foot there. Turnover. Down the floor quickly. Here's Clark. Clark. Charles Clark down deeper in the right corner. Burton trying to drive baseline and he's fouled by Dowdy going to the lane. Who's that nice man who brought us some water?
That's Joe Marlowe. He is with the special ed department of Rutherford County Schools.
Very good man to hydrate this parched broadcast team. Damian Clark driving in there, has a shot blocked, rebound, tipped out. Now Clark for the three after it was saved. It's no good. Rebound, Blackman. Thompson. Thompson feeds off in the corner to McMiller. McMiller, bounce pass in the lane. Quindell Cousin gets tied up. Cooler heads will prevail here. It's going to be Siegel basketball on the alternate possession. The Raider men at Troy is underway right now. Tune in to hear that at 89.5 FM WMOT. We'll get to that game as soon as we're done here in this region championship game. 24-22. Siegel trailing Blackman in the lane to tie it up. Gooch, and he does.
Well, Gooch has really got a good shot right in that area, that particular area.
24 all. Gooch with 4 points. Thompson working now between the rings. Goes to the far side. Hewman comes out between the circles. Bounce pass to McMiller. Inside to Coleman. Glides in the lane. Puts up a forced shot that he's fouled. And the foul going to be called on Damian Clark. And that is number 3 on Damian Clark. And that is a situation to watch. Who picks up those third fouls quickly, because Dowdy and Thompson both have 2 fouls. Aiden Burton has 2, and now Clark with 3. Just picked that one up. Fans heating and air free throw by the senior Justin Coleman is good. He'll have another. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction. 893-7930. Second toss. This one's good as well. Coleman with 4. And the lead back at 2 for Blackman. Long pass up. Charles Clark for 3. It is no good. Partially blocked by Thompson. Gooch with the rebound. Floats one up there. From the right side, it's no good from about 10. Rebound, Blackman. Juwan Jennings down the far sideline. May not stop, but the left hand goes up. No good. Tip up. No good. Cousin has it and is fouled by John A. Simpson. Simpson with his 2nd foul.
Boy, when they get up to the boards, it's just a scramble for it. I mean, there's hands and arms all over the place, and Wendell Cousin showed a lot of strength there just by getting that rebound.
Throw in to Jennings. Jennings has it way outside between the rings. Thompson underneath to Mayer. Now back to Thompson for 3. It's a little soft. Rebound. Gooch with it. Gooch to Clark. Clark crossing the timeline. He's going to be fouled by Juwan Jennings. Had a lot of fouls here to start.
Blackman, since the end of the 2nd half, has missed their last 6 shots. They're really struggling from the field tonight.
MTSU men lead 8-4. Long way to go in that one. Just underway, as a matter of fact, on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Listen now live at 89.5. Underneath, John A. Simpson gets free after Burton got tied up, drew the double team, passed to Simpson, and he scores.
Well, Coleman gambled and he lost. He tried to make the pass, and once he got by him, is all she wrote.
26 all. 5:26 to go in the third. Rogan, right wing. Rogan, couple of dribbles over in the far corner. Thompson, 3 ball is in there. Corner pocket. Darius Thompson, the first bank 3. And that is the advantage now for the Blaze. Ryan Jones works the far side of the floor. Coach Ben Dotson yelling out the play. Jones at the right wing. Long pass over across the court to Burton. Drives baseline left side. He's going to be fouled by Rogan. Boy, they're getting... The whistles are definitely being used tonight. That is his first foul, however, or Rogan. It'll be out of bounds. Drive. Clark has it tied up, and it's Blackman's basketball on the alternate possession.
Wow.
Can't see how that wasn't a foul, maybe, but... 29-26, Blackman by 3 and the ball. 4:40 to go in the game's third quarter. Thompson calls the play. Rogan pops out between the circles to get it. Now another whistle, 3 seconds. There's my man. second one tonight. Coach Barry Wertman saying you can't do that. And that is frustrating, John, because that call, this is the only guy that I hear call it 3 seconds all year long.
Right.
Not saying whether it's right or wrong, but deep out in the right corner, it's Tay Martin. Top of the key now, Charles Clark.
Well, the problem is nobody else calls it.
In the lane, Gooch, that ought to be an offensive foul, and they're not going to call that. They're going to count the basket. Dominique Gooch just looked very similar to what Thompson did in the first half, and he got called for the offensive foul. But Gooch is going to get the basket. He's got six. And is a plus one away from tying us back up here again. Huge play for the Seagull Stars. Shot it. Got it. Dominique Gooch with 7 points. Tied at 29. Full court pressure here by the Seagull Stars. Coleman in the backcourt, gets it up the floor, barely, to Juwan Jennings. Jennings in the back lane, bounce pass, and how about a stuff shot by the Q-man, Wendell Cousin.
And that brought the crowd to life. 30, good feed there by Jennings, by the way.
31-29, Gooch goes up, has it blocked. Thompson, long pass over to Jennings, lob. They tried to get it up to Darius Thompson to slam it, and it was tipped away by Charles Clark. That was a fine defensive play right there. And a timeout on the floor, which we will take as well, with your score, Blackman 31 and Siegel 29. It's a 30-second timeout. John, and a word from Bob Mugg and Stan Vaught, please.
When you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Mugg and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Mugg. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update. The Middle Men lead Troy 15-4. MTSU on a 14-0 run. And that's with 11:24 to play in the first half. If you'd like to listen to that first half, tune in to 89.5 FM WMOT. We will have the second half and the entire men's game broadcast, rebroadcast, after our coverage here tonight. Inbounds to Rogan now. After the Siegel timeout, Rogan has it picked away by Clark. Over to Jones. Jones glides the lane. It's out of bounds off of Juwan Jennings. Siegel basketball.
Well, Siegel's had a lot of opportunities off that fast break, and they just can't seem to get that ball to go in the basket, and some good defense by Blackman.
Inbounds, Gooch high off the glass to try to tie it up. No good. Rebound, Cousin. To Jennings, fakes left, goes right, goes up there, and is fouled by Tay Martin. He's going to get a couple of shots.
Cousins went over the rim that time.
Must have springs in his shoes. Foul, by the way, on Tay Martin, his first. At the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Juwan Jennings, a 6'3 sophomore, shot it and missed it. He'll have another. Trying to put his team up here by three. Juwan toes the line. Three hard dribbles. Going to spin with the right hand. Got it. 3 points for Juwan Jennings. 32-29 with 3:27 to go here in the third. Blackman with the lead. Driving baseline. Gooch.
Oh, wow.
Floater in the lane. Yes, sir. Got it. Twist on the baseline.
Hands. Twist hands, Brian.
Gooch having a stellar game, 9 points tonight. Blackman by one. Bounce pass to Coleman. Coleman cut off baseline by Simpson. Back to Jennings. Jennings, pull-up jumper in the lane. Got it. Rattled, but fell.
Tough shot, going full speed, able to put it up very softly.
That's the key. Go hard and then toss it up there softly.
Nice and easy.
34-31, three-point lead for Blackman. 2:43 to go in the lane. Driving Jones, fouled on the way. Almost got that basket to go. He's going to have two at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. And the next foul will put Siegel at the line for 1-1 the rest of the way. McMiller picks up his first foul. Ryan Jones hits the first. Only 3 points for Jones with that charity toss, and he'll have another. One quick dribble, shot it, and missed it. A little hard. Rebound, Blackman. Cousin to McMiller. McMiller, long toss up to Jennings here in the right side of the floor. Now back to the far side to Thompson. Back to Jennings, top of the key to the foul line. To Coleman now. Coleman finds McMiller on the far side. Now Cousin going to have to go down and pick up the loose ball. Back right side to Juwan. Juwan to Coleman. Coleman fires up the three ball. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound. Cousin had it. Taken out of there by Charles Clark. Charles Clark stutter steps. Glides in the lane. Lost the ball and saves it himself. Clark was going to head back to that three-point line to shoot, but Juwan Jennings closes in quickly on defense. A minute 50 to play. Two-point lead for Blackman, 34-32. Clark in the lane to tie with the left hand. He got it.
Well, we're seeing some real athletic shots being put up tonight.
34 all. Minute and a half to go in the third. McMiller to Coleman. Far side to Thompson. Thompson lobs to Cousin in the lane, double team, tipped out, and Clark is going to foul whoever was here in the corner they passed to, and until they get up, I can't see. And that is McMiller, who took a hard spill. That is three fouls on Charles Clark.
Very physical game. I mean, it's been that way all night, and we had, what, 17 fouls in the first half. Going to match that probably in this second half, it looks like.
Well, we've got 10 so far, so we're well on the way. And before the inbounds, Quindell Cousin is going to have to come out. I'm not sure why.
Quindell Cousin taking a beating under there. I mean, he is battling under the boards, and when he throws up for a shot, there's about three stars on him.
McMiller, and somebody rubs off the pick, and it's Ryan Jones who fouled him.
Well, he ran off the pick, and then Ryan Jones just grabbed Thompson.
Well,
I can't say I blame him.
Thompson tosses it into McMiller. Minute 15 to go, tied at 34. Thompson between the circles, back to Juwan Jennings. Jennings over to Thompson, deep right side. Thompson finds Jennings out there on the far side now to Coleman, top of the key. Fakes, now drives inside, tries to dump it low to Josh Mayer, threw it away. Turnover for the Blaze.
You can see the defense. If you just watch the defense instead of, you know, we always get so interested in watching the offensive players, but Ryan Jones, it's just like glue on Darius Thompson. And so are the other guards on Coleman when he gets the ball. They just sag.
Martin in the near corner to Burton. Little triangle going on here with 30 seconds to play in the third right now. Tie ball game, 34 all. Burton way out front to Ryan Jones here on the near corner. Long toss to Martin. Skies for it to pull it down. That would have been a turnover for most anybody else. Ryan Jones to the foul line. Penetrates. God's in there with the left hand. Shot it up there and got it. Siegel with the lead by two. Thompson, foul line jumper. It bounces twice. Won't go. Rebound tip up. No good. And there is a foul at the horn. They're going to call the foul on Juwan Jennings. And there will be free throws for Siegel.
Well,
should be 1-1, and it is.
I'm just looking from my perspective now. It looked like Jennings was over Burton's back. I mean, and then he failed. I don't think he was pushed. I don't know, but crowd didn't like that call. But I think, from the initial reaction, if that is indeed the call.
So Aiden Burton will get to take some free throws here with no time left in the third. Siegel leads by two, and Burton all alone on the floor for Fans Heating and Air free throws. Shot it and got it. So he'll get another. Burton with four. Toes the line for another. Shot it and got it. Burton with five, and your lead after the end of the third. Siegel Stars 38, Blackman Blaze 34, as you listen to State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
It's exciting State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball brought to you by Ida's Tees, Hodge Construction, John DeLeer Italian Restaurant, by the Suburban Pearl, and State Farm.
Ryan Jones to Burton, now back to Jones. Siegel with the ball and a four-point lead. Jones blocked underneath. Clark puts it up. Now Damian Clark gets the loose ball and throws it in the hole. Siegel up by six. Largest lead for the Stars in this game. Is there an upset brewing here? Cousin in the lane. Pull-up jumper bounces twice, won't fall. Rebound out of bounds off of Siegel. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, 19-14. Middle men lead at Troy, 19-14, about midway through the first half. We will get you to that game as soon as we're done here. Inbounds to Jennings. Jennings, three ball, in and out. Rebound, tipped out. Cousin had it, lost it, and then was tripped up by Dominique Gooch. I think that's who they're going to call it on. Could be two and a zero, and it is. 40-34, Siegel. We played 40 seconds here in the final stanza. Long toss. Jennings fakes the three. Now drives at the foul line. Lost it. It's on the floor. They call jump ball. Blackman basketball on the alternate possession. Jennings tried to get a timeout called. Blackman will toss in on the far baseline.
Big possession for Blackman. They really need a basket.
Thompson looking to lob it in, and they're going to call a foul on Damian Clark. Now that's trouble. They say it's out of bounds off of him.
Hit the backboard. I think he tipped it. He tipped it on the backboard.
So now they'll toss in here on the near baseline. Jennings, the three. It's off the rim. Rebound tip up by Cousin. No good. Got the rebound, though, and put it back in the hole. Ball was loose for a moment.
He wheeled that one in.
Siegel by four. Jones at the foul line. We've played a minute here in the fourth. Region 4 AAA championship on the line. Jones shot it, got it from the foul line. It's a ripper. Jones with seven. Siegel 5-0 in region championship games, but 0-6 the last 2 years versus the Blackman Blaze. Thompson at the foul line, dips it back out, and he's fouled beforehand. And the foul is on Ryan Jones. And that is three on Ryan Jones. Charles Clark has three. Damian Clark has three. And it's bonus the rest of the way. Fans Heating and Air free throw. Thompson missed it. They say he was in the lane anyway. I don't know about that. Timeout on the floor. Blackman Blaze. Siegel Stars, with 6:34 to go in the game, lead the Blackman Blaze 42-36 on Region 4 AAA Tournament Basketball, presented by State Farm on WGNS.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orphis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Ryan Jones walking it down the floor, crossing the timeline now for the Siegel Stars to Charles Clark, out between the circles. Charles looking around, finds Jones once again. Stars leading 42-36 if you're just now joining us. Jones drives the lane, lost the ball, and it's a turnover for the Stars. That is Siegel turnover number 12. Right now, if you'd like to listen in to the Blue Raiders and Troy, they lead 23-18. You can listen to that live at 89.5 WMOT, or we will have the second half for you coming up. Juwan Jennings to Thompson. Under 6 minutes now. Thompson to Dowdy. Dowdy for three. No good off the side of the rim. Tough shooting night. Thompson had it. They're going to call a foul. And Thompson going to the fans heating and air free throw line.
Yeah, it has been a very rough night. In fact, 2 of 8 from three-point land tonight for Blackman. And that's just not characteristic. I'm sorry, they're 3 of 8.
John Ryan Jones with that foul. He picks up his fourth foul and he goes out. First toss is good by Darius Thompson, so he'll have another at the fans heating and air free throw line. 893-7930.
But Siegel has played intense defense all night long. They've not quit. They have just continued that pace. In fact, I don't really know how they've continued that pace.
Second toss by Thompson is good. Lead is 4 for Siegel with 5:42 in the game. Charles Clark uses a pick. Now from the left elbow, missed. Now Damian Clark stepped out of bounds. He was going to lay in the hole on the left side, but stepped out of bounds and turned the ball over. It's Blackman basketball. Rogan comes in for Cousin. Turnover number 13 for the Siegel Stars. Thompson to Jennings. Now Dowdy runs down the loose ball back to Jennings. They get it out of the backcourt now. Jennings, long toss, high toss, if you will, to Thompson. Fakes right, goes to the far side, muscles it up there, no good, but he's fouled, and Thompson's just taking it to the rack now, John.
Yeah, and he knows Jones, about all he can do is foul him if he gets by him and go to the free throw line.
I believe that's probably Tay Martin with the foul. It's Dominique Gooch with the foul, and now he has 3. Thompson misses the free throw at the fans heating and air free throw line. He'll have another.
Darius is, he's shooting pretty well from the free throw line, but he's usually just deadly.
Number 15 toes the line for the second one. It's good. Blackman slowly chipping away here. Siegel got up by 6, and now that's been cut in half. 3-point lead for the Stars. 5:05 to go in the game. Dominique Gooch high off the glass, no good. Blackman crashing the boards. Cousin, long pass up, tipped up, and Coleman runs down the loose ball to Thompson. Thompson stutter steps, slides in the lane, fires it up there. Offensive foul is the call.
I don't really want to comment on it.
That's three.
I didn't see anybody around him is what I was saying. I saw somebody fall, but I don't think it was caused by his contact.
Charles Clark walking it across the timeline. Stars holding on to a three-point lead over the number one seed and State's number one team, Black and Blaze. Clark in the lane. May have walked. Throws it up there with the left hand. No good. Damian Clark trying to fire it up from his hip. He's hacked and fouled by Coleman, I believe. Three and three it is.
Damian Clark, great job of just hanging on to that ball when he went up. I mean, there's usually four or five going for that rebound each and every time. And two guys that stand out tonight is Cousins and Clark on the boards doing a terrific job.
Damian Clark goes to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Two shots for Clark. First one's good. Damian with five.
Got a great touch for a big man.
Fans Heating and Air has provided unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966. To put Siegel up by five. Shot it. Got it. Damian Clark with six. Rogan going to come in. Rogan comes in. Going out is Coleman. 44-39 Siegel. 4:29 to go in the game. This one is a barn burner. Juwan Jennings down the near sideline. Jennings flips it back out to Thompson. Thompson in the corner to Dowdy. Dowdy back over right side to Rogan. Rogan to Dowdy, now to Thompson. They're playing catch out front. Thompson driving there, flips it back out. Rogan's three ball, no good. Threes aren't falling for the Blaze. Here comes Clark down the sideline. Right side, layup good. Charles Clark with 13. 46-39 Stars. Thompson, they're going to call a foul on Gooch as Thompson was driving. That's not Gooch, that's Martin, I believe. It is on Tay. 3 minutes, 46 seconds, John.
Siegel starting to put another man on while Jones has been out. It's been Gooch, Martin, and then that was Martin. And Jones fixing to come back in.
Thompson tried to cut into Siegel's lead, which was their largest of the game at seven. It's now six. As Thompson hits the Fans Heating and Air free throw. There will be another free throw when we come back as Siegel calls time. 46-40. Siegel leads here on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball from WGNS.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul DiNaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to pauldinaburo.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS brought to you by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
Thompson cuts the lead to five with the second of two free throws from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. 3:35 to go in the game. Siegel with the ball and a five-point lead. Charles Clark at the foul line. Dishes out near side to Ryan Jones. Playing with four fouls. Goes baseline all the way under and comes back out. Juwan Jennings guarding. 3:20 to go in the game. To Burton, right wing. Burton looking inside. Nothing there. Takes a few dribbles to the foul line. Tipped around. Ball loose. McMiller steals it. McMiller pass up to Thompson. Thompson turns, spins. What a move. Goes up and is fouled. My goodness. How did he make that spin move? He's going to go to the foul line. Foul is on 10, which is Charles Clark, which is his fourth. So Jones and Clark with four fouls. Damian Clark and Dominique Gooch with three apiece.
Well, that play was made by Alec McMiller. A great defensive play. They needed that turnover to kind of cut that to a one-point possession here, or one possession lead here. This will cut it to three, Brian.
Thompson hit the first, and the second one is good as well. Seven free throws in this quarter. Three-point lead for Siegel. 3 minutes to go. Ryan Jones, they're going to call a foul on Juwan Jennings. And Jones is going to go to the foul line for 1-1. Jones drew that foul in, John, as he leaned in.
Yep, he did. And he kind of just, it's almost like acting, you know, the way you move your body. And when he leaned in, he caught Jennings going toward him, and there you go.
Jennings has to come out with four fouls. Ryan Jones hits the free throw to give them a two-possession lead with under 3 minutes to play. Jones, one hard dribble, a spin in the left hand, shot it and got it. 9 points for Ryan Jones, 48-43 Siegel. Thompson across the timeline now. Thompson, stutter steps, passes in the corner to Dowdy. Now back to Thompson for three. Got it! That's a huge three. Gigantic three-pointer by Darius Thompson. He's got 19 and timeout Blackman. The lead for Siegel is two with 2:39 left. It's a 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
Hello once again. This is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And it's Siegel basketball. They lead by two with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game. Darius Thompson just drained a gigantic first bank three to cut into the Siegel lead. Charles Clark, foul line, stutter steps. Now Muscles went up there. It's missed. Think somebody partially blocked it. Not a very good shot there, but Blackman played that well defensively. Coleman to McMiller here near side. Bounce pass over to Thompson. Thompson going into the lane. He's ridden in by Dominique Gooch and is going to go to the foul line. Both teams in the double bonus.
They're at the point now. They're going to call that every time that Thompson drives, but Gooch is on him like glue. But he's right now, he's just that one step getting him in trouble and foul trouble.
Darius, first toss from the fans, heating and air free throw line. It's good. He's got 20. He's got 10 points in the fourth quarter. One more would tie us, and we are 48 all. This has been a heck of a game. What effort by both teams here tonight. This is a championship game. Ryan Jones glides in the lane, pulls up, throws it up there, bounces, won't go, rebound, Gooch won't fall, and rebound saved by Blackman on the floor. Q-man gets it, and now they call a foul on Charles Clark on the floor as bodies fly everywhere.
What a play by Jennings. Sprawled out on the floor, grabbed the ball, and somehow got the ball on a very nice pass, really, to Cousins. That was unbelievable.
Charles Clark picks up his fifth foul, and Charles Clark fouls out of the game with a minute 50 to go, tied at 48 all. And Quindell Cousin is going to go to the foul line. Tay Martin comes in for Charles Clark. It has been a while since Blackman has led. But if Quindell Cousin can hit a free throw here, they will have a lead with a minute 50 to go in the fourth. Shot it. Got it. Blackman leads.
Both teams hitting free throws down the stretch. That's eight in a row for Blackman.
Second one bounces and falls through. Bounces twice, but tickles the twines. 50 to 48, Blackman. Minute 45 to go. Ryan Jones, left wing. Takes it to the foul line. Flips it back out to Gooch. No time to panic, Seagull Star fans. Jones, a lot of time left. Left wing. Now goes baseline. Turns, spins, gets in there. On the floor, ball is going to be jump ball. Siegel on the alternate possession. Ryan Jones lost his footing there, and Siegel gets a big break. Quindell Cousin couldn't pick up the ball. Otherwise, it would have been a steal. Inbounds to Burton. Burton stepped out of bounds. Turnover, Siegel. Two-point lead for Blackman and Blackman basketball. Burton threw the basketball down to the other end, and the official said, don't do that, son.
Yeah, that little frustration there.
Well, emotions are very
exactly
high. Exactly. I mean, you can
I'm glad he didn't
understand.
Tee him up or anything. That was a good thing.
Bounce pass to Thompson. They're all over Thompson. He's got the ball, walking it up the floor. Minute 12. Two-point lead for Blackman, and they have the basketball. They're not even interested in shooting, I wouldn't think, with a minute four. Just don't turn the ball over if you're Blackman. 1 minute to go. Thompson lob going up for the dunk is Cousin, and then a foul on Tay Martin. Well, there goes my strategy.
Well, I'm telling you, they worked that. I mean, they were working that play, and Martin, that's all he could do was just kind of grab him to keep him from going up because it was right in his hands.
Going to the line, Quindell Cousin.
I was with you. I thought they'd hold it some more.
Cousin hits the first Fans Heating and Air free throw. That puts them, Blackman, up by three. This one would make it a two-possession game. This is a huge free throw for the Blaze. Shot it. Got it.
May have been one of the biggest of Quindell Cousins' career in high school.
Timeout on the floor. Blackman leads 52-48, 57 seconds left on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
This is Amanda at Animal City inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Ryan Jones for the Seagull Stars glides in the lane. Hips one up there with the back foot, right hand. Oh, my gosh, it goes. And there's a foul. Ryan Jones, how did he get that basket away?
Again, I've seen some unbelievable shots, underhanded, from the back. I mean, you name it, they put it up there.
Ryan Jones is at the line to pull his team within one here. An old-fashioned three. McMiller with the foul, by the way. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound. Gooch has it. And thrown back out. Stepping out of bounds, or do they call a foul? They called a foul on K.J. Dowdy. Ryan Jones going back to the line. And it's a double bonus now. By the way, MTSU 29, Troy 24 at the half. We hope to get you to that second half very soon. Jones shot it and got it. Bounced three times and fell through. Ryan Jones with a chance to tie this ball game up with 49, make that 45.9 seconds left in the fourth. Jones got it. Got it. We're tied. Rogan going to come in. Tied at 52. Blackman with the length of the floor to go. Thompson, the toss in to Juwan Jennings. 43 seconds to Dowdy now. Dowdy, they went for the steal. Dowdy over in the corner to Jennings in the lane. Dumps it down low. Dowdy back out front to Rogan. Rogan to Thompson with 30 seconds. Thompson playing the near side. Rogan flips it back out to Dowdy. Blackman looks very disjointed at this. Bounce pass to Rogan. Rogan has it. They're waiting on a foul that's not coming. Now Thompson has it with 14 seconds. To Rogan, and timeout called by Blackman with 12.7 on the clock. Tie ball game, 52 apiece. And it's a 30-second break for us. Make sure we get back in time. 52-52. Blackman with the basketball when we come back on State Farm for AAA Tournament Basketball.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS has Sports Talk every weekday afternoon. You can join Monty Hill and Tim Tackett at 2 for all Sports Talk. It's followed by Sports Night from 3 to 6 with George Plaster, Willie Donick, and Darren McFarland. And tonight's game brought to you by Two Good Food and Fun, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. As we bring you the final seconds on the State Farm 4 AAA Tournament Basketball right here on the Big G.
Dowdy to inbound, tied at 52. Blackman basketball. They get it into Quindell Cousin. Make that McMiller with 10 seconds. McMiller with 9 with 8. Cutting through is Thompson with 6 with 5. Lob over to Dowdy in the lane. Glides in there. Stripped of the ball. And Coleman put it back. It won't go. Overtime. 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 Coleman had a shot and couldn't hold on to it.
I think he rushed it a little bit, too. I think he didn't know how much time that he had left.
Extra basketball overtime here in the Region 4 AAA tournament. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll bring you the exciting finish, 52-all, as we continue State Farm 4 AAA tournament basketball here on WGNS.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Tired of spending your hard-earned money on storage rental fees? This is Lester Martin. Use your tax refund and free yourself. Martin's Home and Garden has a wide selection of well-built mini barns perfect for storage and no more monthly storage fees. We offer 6 months same as cash, and you can rent to own for as low as $69.95 a month. Plus, we have play sets and playhouses to make summer fun for the little ones.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your peace of mind and your auto insurance. As your local auto owner's agent, we'll take time to sit down with you face-to-face and discuss your insurance needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. So don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your insurance. Give us a call. We're your local auto owner's agent.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
4-minute overtime here, and we'll jump it up as we're tied at 52 in the Region 4 AAA Championship game. Siegel and Blackman, tip controlled by the Blackman Blaze. We remain on the same sides of the floor. Jones, far side to Burton. Burton trying to go baseline, now back out to Clark. Damian looking inside, nothing there. To Martin, now near side, Jones. Jones cut off baseline. Finds Damian Clark, now to Burton. Jones left wing. Lots of people playing with four fouls, by the way. Ryan Jones, foul line jumper, in and out. Rebound high for it, his cousin, tipped out of bounds by Siegel. It will be Blackman basketball.
This has been a game of runs. And Blackman at one time, Siegel at one time had a 7-point lead, looked like they were going to be in charge. Then Blackman came storming back. Then Blackman had a chance to, look like they had to win it. And then Siegel came back.
They had a 2-possession lead. In the lane, Juwan Jennings going to be fouled going to the rack. We'll see who the foul is on. Foul is on Burton. That's his third.
How many more? How many fouls on Gooch? Is it Gooch's?
Gooch has four. Ryan Jones has four.
Wow.
Charles Clark has already fouled out. That's why every time the whistle blows, you're a Siegel fan, your heart has to be in your throat. Juwan Jennings misses the front end. Here at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, he'll have another to try to break this 52 all tie. Jennings shot it, got it. Six for Juwan Jennings, 53-52. We're in overtime. Long pass up, Tay Martin. He's in for Charles Clark, who fouled out. Ryan Jones using a pick, goes to the far side. Pull up jumper, no, flips it back out, Burton. Going for the long two, top of the key, in and out. Rebound, Blackman has it. They have a 1-point lead in the ball with 2:47. Long pass up, Quindell Cousin off the glass.
He got it to go.
Q-Man with 14. 55-52. 3-point lead for Blackman. Burton in the lane, stutter steps, and he took an extra one. Turnover, Siegel. That is the 16th turnover for the Stars. And Blackman is going to take a timeout here with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in overtime. 55-52. Blackman will be right back.
Don't our tax refunds always seem to come at the best time? You know, when something needs to be fixed. Are there any funny noises coming from your car? Are your tires looking a little tired? At Bud's Tire Pros, they specialize in a range of services like alignments and brake repair.
They also offer a wide variety of tires, including Michelin, exclusive tire promotions, and all services backed by the industry's strongest warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or call 896-TIRE.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-888. My Roscoe.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Darius Thompson to trigger it in baseline to Juwan Jennings down the near sideline, back to Thompson. Second half is underway with the Raiders and Troy, and a close one there. We'll get you to Troy, Alabama at the conclusion of this game almost immediately. Darius Thompson turns, spins at the foul line, floats one up there, six-footer, good. Darius Thompson, 23 points tonight, 57-52. Siegel has yet to score here in the quarter. They call a blocking foul on Juwan Jennings, I think. One, two, yes. I thought they said he was out of bounds. That is it for Juwan Jennings. He fouls out with 2:11 left in the overtime. With 4 points. So for some reason, Siegel players are over at Blackman bench as they make the substitutions. Barry Wertman was talking to his players while he was making those substitutions, and a little temper flaring over there. Jones at the charity stripe, it's good. Ryan Jones with 14. The winner of this game will host Etowah. The loser will travel to Bradley Central. Shot it, got it. He hit them both. Ryan Jones at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. 3-point lead, Blackman with 2:10 to go in the overtime. Darius Thompson bringing it across the timeline now. Goes far side to Alec McMiller.
Tay Martin's got his hands full defensively.
Martin guarding Darius Thompson. They ride him pretty hard, flips it off, and now gets it back. Now to Dowdy in the lane, dumping it low to Cousin. Goes up, baseline jumper, no good. Tipped in by Coleman. How did he know to get up that high and at that time? My goodness, 59-54, 5-point lead, Blackman, a minute and a half to go. Lob inside, Damian Clark free from the left side, it's good. Damian Clark. Siegel still battling here. They trail by three with a minute 19 to go in the overtime. Region championship on the line.
And Jones is going to come out and guard Thompson this time with four fouls.
In the lane, up there, no good by Thompson. Rebound, Jones. Boy, that's been fun to watch tonight. Ryan Jones, they get a timeout before. Timeout with a minute 3 to go. Siegel calls time as they trail by 3. We'll be right back here on State Farm 4 AAA Boys Championship coverage from WGNS.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Minute 3 to go in overtime. Siegel with the basketball. They trail by 3. Burton to tie. It is off the back of the rim. Rebound. Dowdy has it. Dowdy gives it back to Thompson. Length of the floor to go for Darius Thompson. 50 seconds now. 59-56. Thompson, foul line. Kicks it back out to Dowdy. They're going to spread the floor a little bit here if they can. Dowdy in the lane. Runner is bouncing three times. They're going to say no shot. They're going to call. Why? He can tip it in.
If it was still on the cylinder, that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. You're right. So the basket will not count. Jones goes to the far side of the floor. Extra life here. For the Siegel Stars, tipped away, rolling around. Quindell Cousin can't get to it. Goes to the opposite end. 22 seconds to go. Siegel with the length of the floor to go. Well, three quarters of the court to go. McGee is in the game for the Stars. McGee will trigger it in to Jones.
More likely, this is the last shot for Siegel here. See if they go for three or just try to get a quick one.
18 with 16 now, with 14. 13 seconds. Ryan Jones, they've thrown it away. Blackman basketball with 10 seconds. And we've got a 30-second timeout here on the floor, which we'll keep. And, John, let's go ahead and award our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. Ryan Jones, 15 so far tonight, and Darius Thompson with 23. And, John, 13 of those in the second half and in this overtime. So there are your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. The official senior photographer for Riverdale, Blackman, Siegel, Eagleville, and MTCS. See and order sports team photos for those schools at lovelessphotography.com. On Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland, 890-1558. And friends, you are witnessing the Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game. We're in overtime here. 3-point lead for Blackman with 10 seconds to go. Length of the floor to go. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. 1 second on the inbounds to Coleman, and they foul him. Going to send him to the foul line.
Well, all Coleman has to do here now is hit one of these, and I don't know that Siegel has enough time. I would think Blackman will probably maybe just put a little token pressure, but just enough to make it difficult to get down the floor. But I don't look for him to foul. I think it'll take that much time to get a shot off. But he's got to hit him.
You hit one.
But he's in the double bonus, isn't he?
Yes. He hits the first 4-point lead. So he'll get another. The lead is four. Timeout. Blackman's going to talk about it. There'll be one more free throw when we come back for Justin Coleman. Siegel trails Blackman by four in overtime. We'll be right back after this 30-second timeout.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I love working out. They've got the weights I need and all the cardio that I need, and I just love the atmosphere here and the whole nine yards.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The latest prep sports information can be found online at goprimetimesports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's goprimetimesports.com. And don't forget to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
We will broadcast the sectional matchup between Blackman and Bradley Central at Bradley Central on Saturday, airtime 5:45 with a 6 o'clock tip right here on WGNS. Second toss by Coleman is no good. 4-point lead with 7 with 6. Siegel with 5 with 4 in the lane. Nobody fouls. Jones missed the shot, tipped around, and there's your horn. No, they say with 0.1 on the clock, Siegel basketball as it was tipped out of bounds. Now the officials, I don't know, they're going to talk to the players here apparently. 0.1 on the clock. Blackman going to win this game in overtime. There's the toss in. Burton fires up the three. It is no good. And your final is Blackman 60, Siegel 56. 60-56 is your final, as Blackman has won the Region 4 AAA Championship. And welcome into the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. We're going quickly so we can get you to the Raider game. They lead by 10 early in the second half. And here is a look at your Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophies and Game Days team sports stats. 23 points for Darius Thompson, 2 for K.J. Dowdy, 14 for Quindell Cousin, 5 for Alec McMiller, 6 for Juwan Jennings, 2 for Josh Mayer, 7 for Justin Coleman, and 1 for Andrew Rogan. 15 points for Ryan Jones, 8 points for Damian Clark, 5 points for Aiden Burton, 9 for Dominique Gooch. Mentioned Charles Clark's 13, Ray Martin with 4, and 2 for John A. Simpson. 60-56 in overtime, your final. It will be Siegel at Bradley Central on Monday.